to the Wayne Scherer Show. I'm international speaker, author, and entrepreneur Wayne Scherer, and this is Being Your Destiny. And I'm really happy you're here, thrilled that you're here. I really love that you're here, and I want to share with you everything I ever find out about building your business and creating the attitude that gets you to the point where you're doing, in a sense, the same thing I am, working from home, doing what you want to do, living the life that absolutely makes you happy every day, because I'm having a great day every single day, and I want you to be doing the same. So, first, I have a special request. So you're supposed to be having a special request, but I'm going to have a special request. You see, in the past couple shows, maybe you missed them, maybe you didn't, but I've been getting together some really special interviews. And I would like to know if you liked them, if you would like to have more. And one way you could show me whether you'd like to have more is do this. It's very simple. Go to WayneScherrerShow.com. You can do this while you're listening. Go to WayneScherrerShow.com and click the like button. It's in the upper left side, just above the image on the page, okay? On the left side, just above the image on the page, click the like button. The more likes, the more likely I am to get more and more interviews. I can get more, but I want to make sure that you really like them. Because I can get some pretty amazing people to come and join me and join you, most importantly, and share with you their experiences that will help you in achieving your destiny. Because that is most important. That's what the show is all about. The show is about being your destiny. And I want you to live that life and be that life. Now, this show, this is kind of like a very special show to me. And this is really about how to say yes. How to say yes to life. How to say yes to the life that you want, the life you've been searching for, to living the dreams you want, to ending your dependence on a boss, to ending your limitations on your income, to ending the things that really make you miserable every day, to ending your lack of security, to ending that feeling of feeling absolutely, totally dependent on somebody else's ability to send you money. That's what this is about. This is about being your destiny, how to say yes to life. Would you like to know how to say yes to life? Have you ever wondered how you could literally be saying yes to everything in your life that you want to have happen? That's what this show is all about. I know that that you may think you're already saying yes to life, and outwardly you may actually be doing that. I thought I was when I first got started. I know I did. Because I said yes to almost everything, every challenge that I faced in the Navy. You know, like any career, the Navy was my life in many ways. It was easy to say yes to everything that happened within that structure. So I had a very successful career, and I said yes to every challenge that even took me outside of the normal boundaries of the Navy. You know, I'll tell you, sorry, I was sitting at the, and one of the individuals was a retired Navy fella as well, and he said, well, the people that got ahead were the ones that never challenged anything. And I immediately pounced on him. I was like, no, you know that's not true. You were one of the people that got ahead. And did you just do exactly what the system told you to do? No, you didn't do that. I didn't do that. I would never have become the commanding officer and running the operations of an entire aircraft carrier if I was the one who always just restricted myself to the limits of the system. If I did that, I never would have achieved the success I achieved. So how can you say that? How can anybody say that, right? So that's kind of where we're going, right? You may believe you're saying yes, but you may be saying yes to the limits. And you have to go beyond the limits. And that's what I did to myself when I first started my business online. I wasn't giving myself permission to succeed outside those boundaries that were in the Navy. In the Navy, there were income boundaries. You know, you could be very, very successful in achieving results. You know, everything about success in the Navy was about getting results, but nothing to do with income, because your income was determined for you. Your income was determined by the government. The government gave you a certain income at a certain level. It didn't matter how well you performed, you didn't. I mean, it did in order to get promoted how well you performed, but the income itself was not based on you having performed. So your income was limited. I could perform and the sky was the limit, but there was no, there was nothing I could do by performance that would improve my income. I was severely limited by that. And that was a severe limitation in my ability to move ahead when I began trying to build a business online. And it's not an unfamiliar situation for you. Now, I frameworked it in the framework of the Navy. So change the framework. Let's say you work for, I don't know. I mean, you probably don't. But let's just say you work for Walmart, okay? Now they'll give you all kinds of rewards for doing things and call you the employee of the month and things like that. But there's a limit to what you're doing good for the company will do for you. It doesn't guarantee you be promoted, because if the position that you want to get promoted to is already filled, are you going to get promoted to that position? Well, of course not. You have to wait for other people to move before you can move. Now, if the position you want is vacated or moved for whatever reason in some other location, you may be offered the chance to go there, but then what happens? You have to give up your family life in the location that you're happy with, right? You may be forced to actually move or drive a longer distance, be in rush hour traffic longer. You know, all kinds of things can happen by you trying to do good enough to get promotion. You don't have control of it. Everything is a give or take, and your performance alone does not just achieve the income level in the place you want to be. If you're in a job and you're happy living where you're living and you don't want to move, but you do enough performance to move ahead, but the only place you can move ahead is to move to another location, then you didn't exactly achieve what you were trying to achieve. And that's what being your destiny and saying yes to yourself and saying yes to life allows you to do. It allows you, if I'm happy living where I'm living, to say yes, to move ahead, to keep living where I'm living, yet move ahead in achieving the security, the life I want, getting away from my job, being the life that I want to be, being my destiny, you being your destiny, because you are able to give yourself permission to do so. You aren't stuck in somebody else's, framework. You have your own framework. You can expand that framework to anything you want it to be. Some people call it thinking out of the box, right? That's a kind of a cliche thing that's been being used now for close to 20 years or more. And, call it what you want, thinking out of the box, expanding your framework, changing your paradigm, whatever you want to call it. But the bottom line is, it's enabling you to think wherever you want to go. That's saying yes to life. Okay, by being able to do that, you're able to take your business wherever you want it to go. You're able to build it to whatever level you want it to be. There isn't some artificial level set on you as to what you can do by somebody else. You might say to yourself, all I need is to make $5,000 a month. And I'm there. I've achieved everything I want to achieve. But you aren't limited to that. You can decide, well, this is really cool. I got to that goal, so I want to make $10,000 a month and just do it. Only you have to give yourself permission to do it. And that's where many people fail, coming out of their J-O-B. They're stuck that they don't have permission to go beyond that. That many get to the level they were already at and never go beyond it, even though that wasn't necessarily their desire. They get stuck. They get stuck in a framework believing they have to be where they want because that's what they're comfortable with. It's the framework they've been living with. It's where they existed, and it's where they're going to stay unless you can give yourself permission to say yes to life. So expand your mind. You know, one thing I did, I actually did this, and you may think I'm crazy, but it's not. It works if your mind is open. I did hypnosis, okay? Because I realized, I came to a point that I realized that I did have subconscious limitations in place. And I had to do something about them. So I had to open up my mind somehow. So if I couldn't remove them myself, I opened my mind up to there were other ways to remove them. So I used hypnosis. And believe me, it helped. If your mind is open to hypnosis, it works. That worked for me. Will it work for you? I don't know. That's for you to decide what you're going to do. But you have to find a way to say yes to life. You must say yes to whatever it is you want to achieve beyond where you are and to where you want to go. And even beyond where you think you want to go. You must be able to say yes to that. I was in... A week ago, I think it was, I was sitting in a Starbucks talking to two friends, and you already know, you know, I'm a business person, so I would never be classified as a political liberal, but we were sitting there talking about all the things that could be achieved and all the limitations placed in various areas of life, and behind us at the table, you know, in Starbucks, the table's always really close together. There was this fellow sitting there with his 10-cent computer with a sticker on it that said, no Republicans, and something like godemocrat.org or something like that. And I don't remember exactly what the organization was, but the thing was, it said, no Republicans, okay? So that's fine, whatever your belief is, but you know that's a person who says no to life, okay? And why do I say that? Well, because he thinks there's no other way to do things. There's only one way. Whatever ideology he is living within is the only way to be. Nobody else can be any other way. And here's what happened. We were talking. And he invited himself into our conversation because he didn't agree with anything we were saying because it wasn't within his ideology. We were talking about open and expanding and achieving and individuals achieving things and people being misled by government rules and stuff like that. And he didn't like any of that because, you know, he was one of those people that believes that government controls everything. Government's always right and do whatever the government says. Which is a completely anti-American, American philosophy is that that God is the ultimate power, in that the government answers to God, and that the people answers to God, not to the government. But liberals don't get that; they think that the government is the ultimate power, and everybody has to answer to the government. So when you go outside that, it upsets them. And that's fine. I'm willing to discuss that with anybody. But what he did is he jumped in our conversation, didn't even ask and say, could I join your conversation or something? No. He just starts barking at us that how we're wrong we are and putting words in our mouths, telling us we said things we never said. And we didn't get mad. We just kind of stared at him. And periodically I would say, well, we never said that. It was kind of funny. But the whole point was he was trying so hard to limit his life to the framework he was in. He was not only not willing to listen to anybody else, he would put words into other people's mouths as to what they said, even though they never said it. And that's such a restrictive way to live your life. That's saying no to life, you know, like forever. And if you can't get out of that, you won't be able to succeed in business. You have to say yes to life. You have to be open to other ideas. Yeah, even a liberal, even a political liberal can have a right idea once in a while, though most of the time it's based on just how they feel and not on fact, and that's a real problem in business. Business runs by the numbers. It doesn't mean you don't change your business and try new things. Of course you do. That's where saying yes to life comes in. You always try new things in your business, but you don't keep doing them because you thought and you felt like it should have worked, even though it didn't, even though the numbers showed you that it didn't work. You don't keep doing it because you felt like it should work. That's saying no to life. That's saying no to your business. That's saying no to getting ahead. That's saying no to achieving security, to achieving your destiny. You need to achieve your destiny. I get up in the morning and I don't have to do anything anybody else says. Literally, I just have to think about what I'm going to do to make my business better, to make you better, to provide you better things for your existence. That's actually why I created the EasyLeadNetwork.com, and you should go there because what I did was I decided that in reality, almost all the training everybody's offering is available for free somewhere. Okay, so I made the training free. I put together, now it's probably, I would say, over $2,000 worth of training in one site. And still today, you'll still have the gurus. I don't want to use the word gurus. That's used in a demeaning way now for some reason. But there's still plenty of people selling their information, and there's nothing wrong with selling your information because you're selling your time as well. It takes time to make this stuff, okay? I didn't make this site overnight. It doesn't happen overnight. But the goal of this site is to enable people to get ahead. There's two goals. You join my downline in exchange for me providing you all the information I have so that you can say yes to life. All right. It's all about you being able to say yes to life and having the information to enable you to do that. Now, the fact is most people will come in and won't do most of it. It's been open as we make this particular lesson. It's only been open for a very short time and several hundred people have signed up. But it's amazing to me how many people do not sign up for any program. It's like, well, how do you expect to make any money if you don't start promoting something? The training is all about how to promote things, and people come in and they sign up and they don't promote anything. They don't sign up to do anything. They don't follow any of the instructions. I can see it. I can see they don't follow any of the instructions I provide. Now they haven't actually complained to me. It's only been open a short time, so they haven't complained that it doesn't work, because it does work, and I have plenty of proof of that. And because number one, it's the lessons that all of the top marketers used and all my mentors used and brought together in one place and just done better. And so it works. There's just no doubt about that. The proof is unarguable, if that's a word. But it enables you to say yes to life if you do what it says. But see, so many people won't even take the move to do what it says. They go in, they sign up, and they never come back. The email series I send actually talks you through it. There's no promotions in the emails. The follow-up emails are a series that talk you through exactly what to do. But it's amazing how many people just don't do anything. And so that's saying no to life, not doing anything. That's, you know, my favorite word in the Navy. I used to get hammered for this, but that's stupid. I mean, how stupid can you be? You sign up for something, you have $2,000 worth of training, and you have everything lined up for you. You have all the promotional pages made for you. You have advanced training available for you. You have a way to make 6 income streams promoting one site, and you do nothing. Isn't that absurd? I mean, seriously, ask yourself that. Isn't that absurd? If you made a site that made it possible for somebody to promote six income streams by doing one promotion, so that literally saves you 500% on advertising because you promote one income stream six income streams with a single site. You don't have to do six identical income promotions on different sites. Yet they do nothing. Are you one of the ones that are saying no? So that's the question. Are you one of the ones that's saying no? Are you saying no to life? Do you sign up for sites like the EasyLeeNetwork.com, and do nothing? Or do you sign up for sites like that and then actually sign up for the programs and do them? Now, the EasyLeeNetwork.com was done, I'm very careful about what I select. This isn't some cheap affiliate downline builder on cheesy ass programs. These are top programs that people actually want, that are in high demand, that actually provide real services and skills to people so they can actually achieve what they want in life, the financial security, the financial dreams, the health, the security, the livelihood, the removal of themselves from the dependency on their job or their boss, and put them into life. There's actually six income streams that allow you to do that by providing people what they actually want and need. Where many of these downline builders just simply don't do that. They just give you a chance to try promoting something to see if you can actually do it. But their long-term value is practically nil. And that's not what EasyLead Network is. And EasyLeadNetwork.com you can just pick just one and start doing it, and then add the others as you go and constantly be multiplying your income. But people say no to life. People say no to life, and they actually do none. They come in, they sign up, they have all that training for free, and they do none. Can you imagine that? There's actually a system in there that teaches you how one individual did made $88,000 in 90 days from Craigslist, okay? Now, you might think that's impossible, but it's not. I've gone through this, run it myself, and the reason it's in there is because it does work. If you're on a low budget, it will get you started making money if you were willing to make the commitment to do what it says and just do it daily. If you make that commitment and do it, you will start making money. It's saying yes to life. It's how you say yes to life. You actually do what it says. You don't do it for a day and say this doesn't work, because that's absurd. That is so irrational. It's putting yourself back in that say no to everything. Don't let myself succeed. Stop myself. I don't want to succeed. I'll say no. I'll convince myself that this doesn't work after 1, 2 days, or even a week, that it doesn't work. That's saying no to life. Say yes to life, damn it. Say yes. Don't be that idiot sitting in the Starbucks who cannot expand out of his framework and wants to pull everybody else into it because he's stuck in it, okay? Say yes to life. It is time for you to say yes to life. So please, join me at the Easy Lead Network, EasyLeadNetwork.com, and start saying yes to life. And by the way, remember, if you want more of those interviews from really top entrepreneurs in the world, the superstar entrepreneurs, go to WayneSharersShow.com, WayneSharersShow.com, and click the yes button. Click the like button, in the upper left above the image. Click the like button. Do that for me. Show me a little love, please. Show me a little love. Go click the like button now. And join me at EasyLeadNetwork.com and say yes to life. It is time you say yes to life. I'll see you on the next Wayne Sharers Show.